Welcome to the Soldier for Life podcast, where we share information and resources for our military and veteran families, from employment and education to health and wellness and Army retirement. We're here to help you learn more about programs and resources that are available to our Army family. The information shared in this podcast does not constitute an endorsement by Soldier for Life, United States Army, or the Department of Defense. And now, let's get started with this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Colonel Jarrett Thomas, and this, of course, is a Soldier for Life podcast. We're glad that you could join us. Every soldier and Army spouse understands what we mean when we talk about the special personal relationships that we forge when we are part of the Army family. Family isn't just limited to spouses, relatives, and children, but extends to our battle buddies and their families who become our lifelong friends, our tribe, if you will. And this tribe is critical to us when it comes time to leave the military. Transition can be a challenging time, and we rely on our tribe for support, strength, and guidance just as much when we leave the Army as when we did when we were serving. But as we start our transition process, we quickly find that we have an extended tribe available to us that we may not have known about before. There are many organizations out there whose goal is to help us in our transition journey to ensure that our reentry to the civilian world is seamless and painless as possible. With us today on the podcast is Dr. Robbie Hedrick, the Director of Transition Services for an organization called The Coffee Bunker, based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Coffee Bunker works with service members, veterans, and their families to help them achieve a successful transition out of the Army. They call themselves a tribe, battle buddy, or wingman for military and veteran families as they move into the civilian world. Dr. Hedrick, we are happy to have you with us on the podcast today.
Thank you, sir. I am so thrilled that you guys do what you do and Soldier for Life has really taken off. You guys do great things and I'm super, super glad to be here with you guys.
Awesome. So, Dr. Hedrick, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background? Because I know your bio says you have quite a varied background in terms of your interest.
Yeah, so I originally enlisted in the Air Force out of Japan. I went in and began my career as a public affairs specialist. And through my time in the Air Force, I just had a lot of fantastic opportunities through that AFSC. And one of the things that I got to do being an Olympic year was go to the Olympic Center and train for wrestling. And compete internationally, which was such a fantastic experience, as well as meet many of our other military athletes that are competing today. Because of those assignments and being a public affairs specialist, I had a lot of joint assignments. And so I made a lot of Army friends along the way, and they would always give me a hard time and rub me about being in the Air Force and how easy it was, just like everyone banters back and forth. So just having a lot of Army friends and hearing about their experiences, I decided to go over and commission in the Army. And do that. I had a wonderful time in both services, and it's given me some of the best experiences of my life and some of the best friends of my life that I still talk to today.
That is definitely a varied background that will help with our soldiers as they transition both your time in the Army and in the Air Force, but then also the special, unique, wrestling experience that you had is really neat. And I know at this particular time, I know that you're really excited about, the Olympics out there. It's on like all of my TVs in the house at all hours throughout the night, watching the USA do a great job over the course of the Olympics. So I know it's an exciting time for you as well.
Yeah, I think if people take a look, they'll notice a lot of the athletes competing are military athletes themselves. The Army has a great amount of athletes that participate in different sports, as well as the Marines, Air Force, and Navy. So if they take a little bit of a look, they'll see there's other opportunities as well to participate, and they're representing their country as well as their service as they're out there.
No, that sounds good. And like I said, go USA.
Exactly.
So what is the story behind the Coffee Bunker and why was it created?
So really, it starts with Daniel Ligon. He was a missionary with his parents, and they came back to the States. They were in Egypt in the Middle East. And because of that, he learned to speak Arabic and came back. And when 9/11 happens, he joins the Marine Corps. He goes over and he's in Fallujah and worked with a lot of interpreters and other local nationals, as well as his Marine Corps unit. and ultimately transitions out and comes back to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And through his journey, he really had bouts with depression and PTSD as he went along, and ultimately he took his own life. His mother, Mary, decided maybe if he had a safe place to talk with other veterans and just have that community and connection, would it have changed things? We don't know, but we'd like to think it would have given an opportunity for a different outcome. And so she started what is the Coffee Bunker out of a church, which has morphed into what it is today. So what they started as a generally drinking coffee and hanging out in church and getting to socialize, it's expanded where we offer multiple programs to help the service member, the veteran, and their families.
And so you talked a little bit about the services. So what services does Coffee Bunker offer, and who are the services for, and what geographic areas do you cover?
Yes, sir. So here at the Coffee Bunker, we have three primary services. And under the umbrella of transition services, we have education component, where we help people work their GI benefits and get into different universities and plug them into the student veterans associations. We have an employment component where we do skilled, unskilled, and professional employment and all the things that come with that, such as resume writing, interview prep, LinkedIn series, how to do all that. And then we have a community outreach program where we really go into the community and the different organizations, because we know that we also want to give back to our local community. So we try to go out and we attend all sorts of events to help Tulsa at large. Now, while we're located in Tulsa, that doesn't necessarily limit all of our services because of the digital aspect. Through Zoom and other platforms, we're able to help people all across the U.S., and we've done that from Maine to California and as north as Minnesota. And so that's been a fantastic experience. And for us, we want to help the service member who's actively getting ready to transition out, the veteran who has already transitioned out, as well as the family and spouse as well. So we served in the family sacrifice. We want to expand our services to them. And so that's really been a great opportunity for us to get to know them and further expand that sense of community or tribe.
Could you also tell us about how you create a community for veterans and transitioning soldiers? And for example, like, what is the connection table and how does that work?
Sure. So we think anytime you go into any organization or a new place, it can be a little overwhelming if you don't know anybody and it's your first time. And so, as I mentioned earlier, the primary function of the Coffee Bunker was a safe place for people to gather and develop community. So on top of that, when you walk into the Coffee Bunker, we have what's called a connection table. And what that is a series of men and women who sit at the table, all different ranks and services and experiences, and they're there to make you feel welcome, right? They want to talk to you, be friendly. They're not going to press you about your service or if you need anything, but purely just be a welcoming environment and help you get acclimated to the community and socialize and make sure you have a good time.
That's great. And, you know, for the listeners, I had an opportunity to view, you know, these services on a visit that I had. And just to be able to see, you know, exactly what you're talking about, how you help veterans and, you know, transitioning soldiers is truly, truly helpful. Could you tell us more about peer support specialist? Our listeners may want to hear a little bit about that and that aspect of what you do at the Coffee Bunker.
Sure. So what a peer support specialist is someone that's been trained and acclimated to welcome and help incoming veterans with any needs they might have. They are not connected to the VA, so they don't have any authority or anything like that, and they're not licensed counselors, but they've been in the system, they know kind of the ropes, and they help facilitate a veteran in whatever capacity he might need. Now, earlier I told you we had community outreach, employment, and education, but we also know that we can't do everything well, and so we host other groups in here. So, example, if we had a homeless veteran, we have a homeless outreach component. We have VA claims and benefits. And a disabled veteran employment service here. And so the peer outreach specialist, on top of talking to them, making them feel welcome, they may not feel comfortable coming to me to ask for services, but mm-hmm. those peer supports can help direct them to the right entity to help them in any capacity they may need. And they're always inviting them back to have good times and, you know, have Super Bowl watch parties, March Madness, and an Olympic watch here in a couple hours.
Of course. Are there other ways individuals can get involved as volunteers as well?
Yeah, so we do a couple of after-hours events. So we have, yesterday we had yoga, and then we followed by dance. I think they were doing salsa, and then they did swing the last week. So we opened that up to make a more inviting opportunity for people to come in. And then volunteering, we're always willing to accept volunteers, but we want to accommodate them, right? Some organizations may only be able to send two people for a couple hours. Some individuals may only come on a certain day and do a certain function. But as long as they reach out to us, we accommodate them and make it as easy for them to come back and talk with our veterans and help us out and get them a part of the community as well.
That's great. I also noticed that on your website, you offer weekly events, including a chaplain, financial planning, and housing and legal assistance. Could you tell us more about the range of events that you provide?
Sure. Every day of the week, we have a different organization that comes in to help us out, right? We want to be a one-stop shop in that component for the veterans so they don't have to go to different organizations to get what they need. So as they're coming in and they're hanging out and socializing, they can make appointments with those different entities. So Tuesday, we have HUD-VASH and the Homeless Outreach Program that comes in. Wednesdays, we have financial counseling by appointment, as we also have a lawyer that does legal listening where he doesn't represent them, but can give them some advice and perspective on what they might be dealing with. Thursdays, we bring in the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission to do some veteran outreach and help with job placement. And then Fridays, VA claims and benefits. And we have chaplains all throughout the week. We have social workers that come to help, as well as additional peer support, whether they be self-trained here or the VA will send them as well. So quite a bit of different options. We just want to make sure that everyone has access to the resources they might need.
No, that's great. And then what's really good about that is, it gives you and your organization an opportunity to meet, soldiers and veterans where they are at that particular time. Because even though we have a shared experience of service, we're all individuals. And, what may be a challenge for me may not be a challenge for another military service member. So I think when you provide those various services, that at least gives an opportunity for others to seek assistance when and where they need it. So that's great that you all do that.
Yeah. And one of the things that goes along with that, Colonel Thomas, is the fact that, like you said, you may not need the exact services as someone else, but because of that, we don't limit our time range. Once you're a veteran, we serve you, whether you're Vietnam, we helped some World War II guys out 6 months ago and some guys fresh off their first term. And we say that transition services, but that different transitions happen at different stages of life. Mm-hmm. So it's open to everybody. And because experiences won't change, we want to be there for every component that they might have to face.
No, that's definitely helpful. What is the Employers Alliance for Veterans? And share with us more about how you collaborate with employers and other outside organizations.
Yes, sir. So the Employers Alliance is a group of employers located here in Tulsa, although they may be nationally, that have guaranteed that they would be more than veteran friendly. And so what's that mean? That means they work with us as veterans come and they get employed and we help facilitate the interview process and getting them to know each other, that they're here and they use us as a resource to make sure the veteran has every possibility for success. And ways that we do that, often in groups have under the employee resource groups, some have specialized veteran employee resource groups. And we go in and we work with them and we offer specialized professional development trainings. And all of our services are free to the veterans and spouses. So we'll go in, we'll do Lean Six Sigma training, communication training, leadership development. And we try to give back and help them develop the veterans resource groups as well to further their talent development and help the veterans move forward. I was going to say, one of the things too, we have an organization here in Tulsa, a leadership organization that's been around for 50 years and is well known. And we've collaborated with them to offer a veteran and spouse cohort only, which will be a 9-month program, which will help them develop leadership skills and upskill the skills they already have, as well as allowing them to get involved and experience more of the Tulsa community.
That's great. And then what I really like to hear is not only are you providing these services for our veterans out there and those that are transitioning from service, but also their spouses, because again, they are part of that family unit. And, when we transition back, it's not just the soldier or the military member transitioning back, it's the entire family unit that's going back. So, when you provide the service you provide for the spouses, I know that is incredibly helpful for our service members, as they make this journey back to the civilian life.
Yeah, and we found that the spouses contribute so much as well. For example, we see a lot of dependents may have had breaks in their resume or gaps in their resume as they go. And that's a challenge for them. And it's often overlooked when our members go through CHAPS programs and stuff. We're so focused on the service member. Sometimes the spouse or dependent gets neglected. So like we said, we want to be that outreach for them. And they bring so much wealth and diversity and commitment to our community. We just love having them and love helping them out.
No, thank you for that. I also saw Holiday Stars and Stripes program on your website. What is that?
So being a nonprofit, and again, all our services are free to the veteran spouse, funding is always at the back of our mind. And so we want to have an entrepreneurial spirit to help generate our own funds so we can give them back to the veterans. And what the Holiday Stars and Stripes program is, for a fee, you sign up in 5 to 6 holidays a year, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July, so on and so forth. We will have a flag placed in your yard or your business before 7 a.m. and then we pick it up at the end of the day. So on those certain holidays, you're able to display the American flag with pride and as little inconvenience to you as possible, because we set it up, make sure it's ready to go, and then we take it down at the end of the day. So it has been a fantastic program, and the support we've received from Tulsa and the businesses here has been fantastic.
You know, and I think that's really good where that inspires individuals to really, and when they see the flag and see, you know, things, you know, representing our military, to ask questions and talk in some cases to a veteran or talk to a industry or organization out there that is displaying, you know, flag, to talk a little bit about, you know, our military experience, both for the veteran and family members. So it's really, really good that you do that.
Thank you. And like you said, it's a great conversation starter. And usually, you know, if they're supporters of us, they know that it's the Coffee Bunker, but it just by extension lets other people know that there are offerings and services for our veterans and community out there that they may not know, as well as allowing them to show their support. So it's been a great program, and we're so proud to have it.
Awesome. Hey, so more importantly, what does the future hold for the Coffee Bunker? Do you have any new projects that you are working on at this time?
Yes, sir. So we've got really two projects going on as we look into 2025. I mentioned briefly that we're working with another leadership organization that's natural to Tulsa, and we're really developing a veteran program for them. And so we're working with that and tweaking it so we can kick it off in 2025 to just make sure they have the best experience as possible. And then we're trying to do digitally, right? Oftentimes when we go to VSOs and things like that, the guys, well, we'll say the younger guys and the guys my age, which I won't say, may be working during the day, right? And they don't have access to come and take advantage of our services. So we're looking into doing some micro learnings and offering different things digitally and conveniently. So they may have a break here or there, and they can get connected or take advantage of an upskilling or reach out to us. We can help them with education components, with the pace of modern life and everything, 3 to 5 minute bits, and then the ability to communicate and go back and forth for that demographic that's out working or may going to soccer practice after work, just to be accessible for everybody.
This is great information. Where can people go to find out more about the Coffee Bunker and how to contact you?
Yeah, so you can go to www.coffeebunker.org or reach out to us on LinkedIn or Facebook. We do quite a bit of posting to keep everyone up to date. And just not only us, but we work with many other VSO or veteran service organizations in the area. So we're always posting different events and stuff because we want to collaborate and complement what each other's doing. So any one of those platforms, you can find us, and that will also connect them to the other organizations in the area.
That's great. Is there one last thing that you want to share with our listeners before we end?
Yeah, I would just impart to the members that whether you just transitioned or you've been out for a while, there's no reason to do it on your own. There's multiple veterans organizations out there that are willing to help in different components and different capacities. And I would just say, just because you don't mesh well with one or you didn't have the best experience that you thought you would have, doesn't mean that you shouldn't seek out other options. Everyone has the veterans' interest, best interest in mind. So just know that everyone is here to help in some form or capacity, and just find the one that's the right fit for you.
No, thanks for that. And this has been a great conversation, and we really appreciate having you on the show with us today, Dr. Hedrick.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure. I love what you guys do and what you're doing for the soldiers. And if we can help in any way, please let us know.
Hey, thank you very much. And today we learned about the Coffee Bunker and all the services they provide to our veterans and spouses. This has been a great conversation. I know our listeners can benefit from this information. Thank you all again for tuning in today. Please follow or subscribe to the Soldier for Life podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. I'm Colonel Jarrett Thomas, and I look forward to seeing you again on the next episode. Once a soldier, always a soldier for life.